The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Driving through the countryside in Vermont, where for a few years I spent happy summers, my heart felt full from all the abundant green. Green trees, green fields, mountains so green they were blue in the distance. All of it filled me up with joy, like fresh air in the lungs, and it filled my busy head with a beautiful, ample quiet. The sight of a red barn on those drives made me inexplicably happy. I'm still not sure why, because each one looked so much like a red barn is supposed to look. Like the toy barn I played with as a child, with its plastic chicken and cow and duck. Occasionally, I'd lay eyes on an old abandoned farmhouse or shed, hollowed out looking and leaning dangerously to the side. Sometimes it would be shot through with growing things, like bushes or weedy climbing vines. And I knew instantly that when all is said and done here on the planet, it is not the humans or even the animals, but the other life forms that will win. Why such a thought should have made me glad, I do not know. Given our brief human lifespans and all our failings, perhaps it gave me hope to see something I know and love doing a better job at the enterprise of survival. Or maybe it was simply the incongruous beauty of seeing flowers and weeds holding up a structure that had no hope of standing on its own. Today's poem is Cascades 501 by Rick Barrett. The man sitting behind me is telling the man sitting next to him about his heart bypass. Outside the train's window, the landscapes smear by, the earnest, haphazard distillations of America, the backyards and backsides of houses, the back lots of shops and factories, the underpasses of bridges. And then the stretches of actual land, which is not so much land as the kinds of watercourses and greenery that register like luck in the mind. Dense walls of trees, punky little woods, the living continually outgrowing the fallen and decaying. The vines and ivies taking over everything, proving that the force of disorder is also the force of plenty. Then the eye dilating to the sudden clearings, fields, meadows, the bogs that must have been left by retreating glaciers, the creeks, the algae broth of ponds, then the broad silver of rivers, shiny as turnstiles, attrition, dispersal, growth. A system unfastened to story, as though the green site itself was beyond story, was peacefully beyond any clear meaning. But why the gust of alertness that comes to me every time any indication of the human passes into sight? Like a mirror, like to like, even though I am not the summer backyard with the orange soccer ball resting there. Even though I am not the pickup truck parked askew in the back lot, its two doors opened wide, and no one around to show whether it is funny or an emergency that the truck is like that. Each thing looks new, even when it is old and broken down. They had to open me up, the man is now telling the other man. I wasn't there to see it, but they opened me up. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.